Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Pastor, we weren't able to hear the song. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. The scripture I'm going to be reading is from 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and the 14th verse. Now, thanks be unto God, which also causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, thanking you for another day, thanking you for the word, thanking you, Father God, for this broadcast, thanking you for the listeners and those that participate, thanking you for our pastor, Father God. We're praying for each and every one, praying for strength and guidance and direction. We're praying, Father God, that you will continue to have your way in our lives, open up our hearts and minds to receive the word, Father God. Lord, we just bind it up, anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast. Lord, will we come to praise you? We come to learn more of your word and allow your word to manifest itself in our hearts that we're able to share it with others. Father God, we ask you to just be with those that have asked us to keep them in prayer, be with those that are going through, be with those that are sick and shut in. We know you're a way maker, Father God. We know by your stripes we are healed, and we know you give perfect peace to those who keep their minds stayed on thee. So be with all those who are bereaved, Father God. We know there are some that are troubled and going through, but you'll make a way out of no way. And all we got to do is stand on your word and be faithful. Lord, we ask that you would just continue to bless this broadcast and bless us as we receive the word. Allow the word to be in our hearts, Father God. And we give you thanks for all things and traveling mercies for those that may have to travel home or wherever they need to be, Father God. We're just praying for your protection. Lord, we love you. We thank you. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate that. Again, I apologize you all for the audio this morning. Hopefully everybody heard it. We'll not be moved by these things. We're talking about the God kind of faith that's in Christ. Faith, your faith has to be in Christ. We discussed some scripture yesterday, but we're going to get into them before the week's out. But there's some other things that the Lord had given me, some straight facts now. And I'm going to list them as we go. It's beautiful when you can see it through the eyes of the Spirit. These mm-hmm. are notes that you may want to be making note of. But Christ and the church are one.
Amen.
Christ loved the church. These are facts, brothers and sisters. Now, when I say Christ loved the church, I'm not talking about your denomination. Let's be clear.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This church is not your building. Let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about the church, we're talking about the organism and not the organization. Some people can never get past that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Some people still seeing things through the optical nerve. And Jesus have already mm-hmm. told us in 2 Corinthians 5:16, don't see things like that anymore. Stop seeing things through the flesh. Stop seeing things through the natural. Help me, somebody.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
people
amen.
Still choose to want to see it like that. Well, you can't see the church. Do I need to go back to where Jesus reminded Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail? When Jesus asked Peter, who the man said that I, the Son of Man, am? He said, some mm-hmm. say you're Elijah. And Jesus says, okay, let's make this thing real personal. Get away from all that. Let's make it personal. Who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Mm-hmm.
Peter recognized. But, I mean, that's what Jesus asked him. And now, if I want to now, I can take you. Well, matter of fact, I'm going to let you go over there. Pastor, go over there and read that for him out of Matthew 16 for me, please. I don't know. You could start at 14th verse. Jesus, well, it's sad, but under the it was understood that the how that the babe them that beware of leavened bread, and Jesus gave them a problem about the doctrine of these Pharisees and Sadducees. And for those that don't know, these were your church leaders. For a better way of trying to understand this, these were the people that was over religious group. For a better way of understanding this, these were folks over a church, over the building, over the temple. These Sadducees and Pharisees, you see. That's what they were.
Mm.
So when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who the man said that I the Son of Man am? So I'm going to ask Pastor if she'll read from the 13th to the, I want to say about the 20,
verse. Okay. Amen. And from the King James, Matthew 16, verses 13 through 20. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that the Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said it unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bojana, for flesh and blood for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever shall be loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Amen. Yeah.
Well, now I'm being led to read it out of the Messenger Bible, Pastor.
All right, Pastor. That's all right. From the Message Bible, 16, verses 13-20. When Jesus arrived in the village of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, what are the people saying about who the Son of Man is? They replied, some think he is John the Baptizer, some say Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. He pressed them, and how about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter said, you're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus came back. God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven God himself let you in on this secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you really are. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door, no more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. He swore the disciples to secrecy. He made them promise they would tell no one that he was the Messiah. Amen.
I know we went over this scripture before. I'm sure some of you all have preached it before, but I want you to see it in the light that it really needs to be in, and that's the revelation. The revelation here is these are facts. They identified, everybody identified Jesus as a man of God. How about that one? Everybody identified Jesus as one of the prophets or one of the great people. That was awesome. But it didn't mean nothing if you didn't know him personally. So Jesus began to press Peter, or some people said it was a whole group of disciples. I don't have a problem at all believing it was a whole group of disciples. And he said unto them, because the Bible says he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? So Peter spoke up. Now, the other disciples, they're quiet, but it's okay. But Peter spoke up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
He could easily say it, but you're Jesus, you want to, but when it became personally, you have to see the revelation for yourself. And so what are you seeing? The church. See, people, they don't know who the church is. They don't know who the Christ is. Because they don't know how who to have faith. You got to have faith in the Christ, which happens to be the head of the church.
Yes. Amen.
I know a lot of people say, oh, well, yeah, I know that. But you don't. You think you know, but you really don't. If you don't have faith in it, in other words, you're not trusting, relying, depending on Christ, and you're depending on a building, you're depending on an organization, you're depending on these people, you don't know Christ. You don't know him. Plain and simple. You do not know him. Trust me. You have an idea. Like the Bible says, you got a zeal of God. But everything is predicated on Christ. And we'll get into that in a moment. I hope we have time. And so Jesus said, and I want y'all to hear this. You got to know him for yourself. And Jesus asked, and it has to be based on scripture. It has to be based on revelation knowledge. All these things are facts. So Jesus made sure Peter and everybody else knew you won't get this through flesh and blood. You won't get this through man's knowledge. You're not going to get it. This is not how it revealed. The Father himself has to reveal it to you. And when he does, the Bible says that you are blessed. That's when you know you're blessed, because you've seen who Christ is. He called you blessed then.
Hallelujah.
And then your confession, what sets you apart, because you confess that he is the Christ. You confess that, hey, your faith is in Christ. Your faith has to be in Christ, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I mean, if you look at this scripture, really look at it, you'll see that their faith was in Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In Acts 24. Now we ain't forgot these other scriptures. I'm trying to really build my case, if you will, that you got to have faith in Christ. That's what I'm doing. I may take the next 2 days doing this because it requires that much undergirding, if not more, mm-hmm. especially for unlearned people.
All right, help us over there.
Yeah. Yeah. See, matter of fact, Philippians 3 said, rejoice in Christ. Rejoice in the Spirit. You worship in the Spirit of God, which is in Christ. Rejoice in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Acts 24 and 24 says, and after certain days, when Felix came with his wife, Sarah, which was a Jewish, he sent forth Paul and heard him concerning faith in Christ. What the faith was? It was in Christ. Not Jesus, but in Christ. You want to read that out the Messenger Bible for me, Pastor? Acts 24:24.
Yes. A few days later, Felix and his wife, Drusilla, who was Jewish, sent forth for Paul and listened to him talk about a life of believing in Jesus Christ. As Paul continued to insight on right relations with God and his people about a life of moral discipline and the coming judgment, things getting a little too close for comfort, and dismissed himself. Have mercy. Amen.
I want y'all to hear this, because what happens here is actually this, and I'm not going to say Jesus Christ, just what it says, in Christ. That's not a misprint. So when I read the 24th verse, he sent for Paul, and he wanted to listen to what Paul had to say. How about that one? He wanted to listen about what Paul had to say about faith in Christ Jesus, not Jesus Christ. That's important.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
I'm talking about dealing with the original text. See, the original text says Christ Jesus. So I want to stay there. Hello, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Because it makes a difference who you got faith in. Because everybody, Felix, he couldn't deal with it. Man, you talking about putting faith in Christ? How do I know that? Well, Jesus is the Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus is the Christ. So in Romans 10, I want y'all to see this now. In Romans 10, Pastor, you need to read it. It says, the sixth verse says this, but the righteousness which is of faith, now that's how righteousness is faith, and speaking not on this wise, here's what it says, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into the heaven, that is to bring Christ down, not Jesus, but to bring Christ down, not Jesus, but to bring Christ down from above. That's what the sixth verse says.
Amen. Amen. And from the Message Bible, asking God to shape the right living in us is a different story. No precarious climb up to heaven to recruit the Messiah, no dangerous descent into hell to rescue the Messiah. Amen.
So Christ, I want y'all to see this. Talking about the Spirit, talking about the church. Who's the head of the church? Christ. So what are you talking about, people?
Yeah. Amen.
So when you read Ephesians, and we got, like I said, it's going to take us a while, but y'all want to hold on to these scriptures, because this is going to be the understanding for what this revelation that God is putting out. See, when you unite your faith, for instance, and I'll just tell you this one, over in Ephesians, I think it's 4, where you talk about till all we come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and made this perfect man, he said that we've been all given a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The faith is in Christ, brothers and sisters. Please understand that. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. See, just like if you put faith in Christ, then faith is going to come back. Now, you're dealing with a resurrected Christ.
Amen.
You're not dealing with a defeated Christ on the cross. People need to, now, don't get me wrong. I know I might have said yesterday, and I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I'm saying, because a lot of time I'm misunderstood because people are not looking into it the way it should be looked into. Jesus was the Savior, but Jesus was the Christ. He had the Spirit in him, but he had to operate as a man and as the Son of God, as the Christ, as the anointed one. He had to operate both of them. But after he ascended on high, he only operated as Christ. He never go back to Jesus. Do your research. He never go back to that title. After the resurrection, he remained Christ. Preach.
Yeah.
He became the lamb that was slain. It makes you real plain. He always going to be the Christ now. The risen Christ. The reigning Christ. He'll never go back to Jesus. So why are you going back there? Why are you been delivered? Get off the milk and get to the meat, baby.
Amen.
And meat ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of scriptures we want to cover. But the Bible says for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ. What made you children of God? And we might pick it up there tomorrow. What made you children of God? Because your faith is in Christ. That he said we all are the children of God by faith in Christ. I mean, did I understand that right? Did I understand that right, Pastor?
Yeah.
Galatians 3:26. I know we're running a little over, but it's okay. We're going to run over today a little bit. Because I need to get this out. And we may pick it up here tomorrow. But this is this is one of the scriptures that part of our foundational scripture, if you understand what it's saying.
Amen. Galatians 3:26, King James. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. And 3:26 from the Message Bible. It says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That was from the King James. And from the Message Bible, by the Message Bible, by faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Amen. By faith in Christ.
Are we getting that? Yeah, go ahead and say it, Pastor.
By faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah.
This faith is is in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You are all the children of God by faith in Christ. What make you a child of God? What a question. What an answer. Okay, I'm a child of God. Okay, what makes you a child of God? Oh, I belong to First Baptist. I belong to Seventh-day Adventist. But no, that doesn't make you a child of God. Mm.
All right, now.
Not according to Scripture. If I'm reading this right, help me out, Pastor. Don't let me get too far out there. But if I'm understanding the Scripture, it says, for ye are children. This is what you are. And just start there for a moment. You'll see it. It says, for ye all are children of God, but it's by faith in Christ Jesus. That's what makes you a child of God. You believe Romans 10 and 6. You believe that your faith is in Christ.
Yes. Amen.
So, faith in Christ, and it's the God kind of faith. It simply meaning it's based on Scripture. So when I say God kind, I'm talking about Scripture. I ain't talking about what coming out somebody's head.
All right. Amen.
So let me be clear with that, too. But I thank you all. What's tomorrow, Wednesday? We don't know. We may go an hour, but we're going to see. But either way, we thank you all. And Pastor, you had any comments?
Oh, this just gave us a reference scripture to that. To that scripture, which is John 1:12. And I'm just going to read that and then let it go. So John 1:12 from the King James, it says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So that's the reference verse to that, to Galatians 3:26.
Mm-hmm. See, if you act on it, if you act on that faith that is in Christ, that's what makes you a son of God.
Mm-hmm.
So don't y'all read nothing any different than that. So that's what it is. It's having faith in Christ. That's what 26 is saying. And so it's backing it up over in John 1:12.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to share this with you because we're talking about, Paul goes on to prove it. What make you a child of God in this faith is being baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
All right. Amen.
And that 29th verse talks about if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That's if you, in other words, if your faith is in Christ, same place Abraham. Mm-hmm. Abraham's faith is in Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how can that be? Abraham was here 6,000 years before Christ. See, that's because you don't have the revelation. If you get the revelation, the scripture is going to tell you.
Yeah.
The scripture going to tell you that Abraham faith was in Christ. That's what he was referring to. That his a descendant, he referred to Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's the same scripture, you know, where he break down the law. But you're justified, brothers and sisters, by your faith in Christ.
Hallelujah.
And that's what you got to understand it. Not by a bunch of rules and regulations, but by having faith in Christ. Okay, I appreciate all you guys. Y'all stay blessed. We'll see you all on tomorrow.
God bless.